Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board once again today as we face the issues. May I remind us, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I don't know of any other book, any other source, any other place that an individual can go to find truth and direction, illumination, correction, and strength and wisdom than the Word of God. God's Word is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. God's Word is truth. Jesus said that. John 17:17. Jesus said, "Thy Word is truth." Of course, He had already said to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any source in America, any source in the world, any source book that's available any place that could set us free than the Word of God. The Word of God, it is truth. So let me commend the Bible to you. Study the Word, know the Word. Hide the Word of God in your heart. David said he hides the Word in his heart that he might not sin against God. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any other source book than the Word of God, the Bible. And so as we face the issues each day, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on ideological dogma. It's not based on denominational rites, rituals, rules, and regulations. Numbers of those things are coming about every day. In fact, the Pope just made a statement, and I'll talk about this one day in the future on this broadcast, another staggering statement by the Pope, that it's not Jesus that saves us, but it's Mary and the relationship to the church. I don't know of anything that's any more heretical than that, but we're finding a bombardment today of issues and statements and theological, heresy that's destroying the church, destroying the home, destroying the family, reducing our faith to rubble, and as a result of that, will destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today on Let's Face the Issues, sacrificing our children. Sacrificing our children. If you want to join in this dialogue and discussion, you can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, dialing that number gets you straight through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that you can have the dialogue and discussion with us. Perhaps you have something you'd like to add to this discussion today, or a question you'd like to ask about it, but I am concerned about where we're going in our nation in sacrificing our children. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that our children are an heritage of the Lord. You find that in Psalms 127 and verse 3. And as parents, we are to love them, train them, discipline them, direct them. Scripture is very clear, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he will have become old, he will not have departed from it. We're to train them in the Word of God. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we're to teach them the Word, morning, noon, and night. And you find that, perhaps you say, well, where is that the parent's responsibility? Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, 6, and 7. The Scripture is very, very clear in verse 6 in particular, in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Literally, the Scripture saying, moms and dads, that we're to train our children in the Word of God. It should be constant. It should be consistent. It should be continual as we teach them the Word of God. We have kids today growing up in our churches under the auspices and the leadership of multiple denominations that are ignorant of the Word of God. So as we find our sons and daughters in the younger years growing up where the Word is not taught in the home, where the Word is not taught in the church, then we can hardly expect anything other than what we're finding, especially in the millennials today, where there's a major percentage of the millennials that say, I think it's 47%, say they'd rather have entertainment than preaching in the church. Entertainment. Well, you don't find anything in the Word of God that talks about entertainment. The Word of God properly preached, the Word of God properly taught, should bring conviction and commitment of the heart and not entertainment. But that's what we're finding today. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, even though this is what the Scripture says, every state, as well as the federal government today, we have laws in place in state and federal agencies for the protection of our children. In fact, some states have such restrictive child protection laws that it will punish a parent for biblically correcting their sons and daughters. So, ladies and gentlemen, my question is, why is it that our states, as well as the federal government, are so determined to destroy our children and to brainwash society into accepting the sacrificing of our children on the altar of convenience? Perhaps you ask the question, just how is this sacrificing of our children taking place? Well, I'm glad you thought the question. I'm glad you asked the question. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's what this broadcast is about. We're going to be talking about today sacrificing our children. And notwithstanding the fact that we as parents have the responsibility to train them, direct them, nurture them, and correct them in the Word of God, inculcating in them a love for the Lord and a commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, we have the federal and state governments intervening and challenging what we do many times as parents and as grandparents. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand our state government, our federal government on every level is not out to protect the child. The governmental agencies today in tandem are trying to find ways to sacrifice our children on the altar of convenience. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, just in the, if you will, realm of what is happening, just in the Bible, where the Bible says that they were sacrificing their children on the altar of Moloch. You find that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Kings chapter 23 and verse 10 and 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 3. It was under the leadership, listen, it was under the leadership of the Ahaz, the king of Judah, that was a wicked, evil king. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, he was allowing the sacrifice of sons and daughters on the altar of sacrifice of Moloch. That was then found in that day during the course of these events taking place, where it was the normal thing. It was the average thing that was being done, that was taking place. They were allowing it to happen. And it was under governmental authority, governmental, if you please, approval, where they were sacrificing their sons and daughters, literally, on the sacrificial altar of convenience. This was under, as I said, King Ahaz, king of Judah. He was wicked, immoral. He was an evil king. And the Bible says he did not that which was right in the sight of his God. And I don't know of any more, how would you say, clear or determinative statement than that. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it was under the wicked, evil, immoral leadership of the former president, Barack Hussein Obama, that America now has murder by way of abortion. It was already in place under his leadership, but it was broadened under his leadership. Under his leadership, ladies and gentlemen, as a wicked ruler in America, under his leadership, we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama, sodomite marriages, an open season by the Islamic jihadists, all were absolutely brought to a crescendo in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our children are now being sacrificed by the abortionist, by the sodomite agenda, and by Islamic indoctrination. Now, if you don't believe that, we could talk for the balance of the day and the illustration and the direction as to what we're doing in America that's destroying our sons and daughters. I'm talking about from kindergarten through university level academic system. We're destroying them. The Socialist Democratic Party just passed House Bill 5. You've heard me talk about it before, called the Equality Act. And the Equality Act, literally, it is open season on our sons and our daughters. In the Equality Act, it is promulgated by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and Planned Parenthood. In the Equality Act, as one writer said, it is the most dangerous, wicked, evil thing to face Christianity in America in history. And I second that statement. In under the Equality Act, ladies and gentlemen, the major thrust of the new bill allows the LGBTQ sodomite community to dominate society. It allows abortion on demand. It says that churches have no authority if we say anything or do anything that will be against the federal law, if that is passed and when it is passed. It's being debated now. Chuck Schumer is the lead person in the Senate trying to promulgate it. Out of 100 senators, ladies and gentlemen, in the U.S. Senate, 46 of them have already signed on to Senate Bill 788, which is the matching bill to House Bill 5, and it is a demonic, unholy, ungodly attempt to undermine and destroy our faith, our family, and the future of America. It is a bill that is dominated by the LGBT community. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding businesses across America, industry and trade, jumping on the bandwagon, supporting the LGBTQ community. In fact, just a few years ago, you remember Target stores, there was a notification that had gone out by one of the Christian leadership groups in America asking people to boycott Target because they had open locker rooms, open bathrooms, change rooms, and dressing rooms so that the sodomites could go in, the pedophiles and perverts could go in. They've had over the past few years now 40 or 50 suits against Target stores because of someone being defiled or demeaned or photographed or harmed in a Target store because of allowing the pedophiles and the perverts to go into the ladies' dressing rooms, the girls' changing rooms. But here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Target stores donating $100,000 to promote gay lifestyle to school children. According to LifeSite News, Target department stores are now not only offering clothing and accessories celebrating the gay lifestyle to adults and children, but the company has also pledged to donate to a nonprofit that trans students are involved in, and it will train the students and the teachers in the LGBTQ policies and the advocacy thereof. Target's website has several pages dedicated to the products that promote the LGBTQ lifestyle, many of which are specifically designed, listen, for our children. For example, Target offers shirts that declare, quote, love my dad's, plural, D-A-D-S, and another one that says, love my mom's, that's M-O-M-S, plural. Other shirts that sold by Target emblazon with the rainbow flag bearing the word pride superimposed on the shirt and over the rainbow. This article then says Target is also donating $100,000 to the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Educational Network, an organization whose primary focus is on the indoctrination, listen, the indoctrination of school-aged children into organizing gay clubs in public schools across the nation, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, in the governmentally controlled schools, where Bible clubs are frowned on, Bible clubs for the most part are denied in most of our school systems across America, where Jesus Christ cannot be taught, where the, in fact, many of them, where the flag is no longer pledged, where there's no such thing as Bible reading and prayer in the classroom, but yet it is open season on our children. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, sacrificing our children. And it's open season across our nation and our public school system, where they're teaching, promulgating, pushing, indoctrinating our sons and our daughters and our grandkids on the LGBTQ, gay, homosexual, sodomite lifestyle. Now, I don't know about you, but it's frightening to me to realize and think for a moment where we're going in society just a few years hence. Jesus Christ, if Jesus tarries, ladies and gentlemen, if the rapture of the church tarries, and yes, there will be a rapture where there's the sudden seizure, the snatching out, the removal of the bride of Christ, that is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, where every believer will suddenly disappear in this old world. And after that, the 7 years of tribulation, following that, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus tarries, just a few years hence, we're going to find a total sodomite-soaked society, and they are targeting our children today. And parents seemingly are oblivious to what's taking place. These parents are still saying, well, I remember going to public school. It wasn't all that bad. Some things I didn't like, but it was not that bad. I'll just leave my child there. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as free education. Look at your tax bill. You're paying for, federally and state, you're paying for the public educational system. It is a governmentally controlled, brainwashing system that's destroying the morals, the ethics, and the values of our sons and daughters. And I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, one of the major promulgating acts today is that of the Equality Bill, that is, it's called the Equality Act. The major thrust of this new bill allows the LGBTQ sodomite community to dominate society. This bill, ladies and gentlemen, provides for abortion on demand, and ladies and gentlemen, on demand up to and including the very birth of the human being. It's sacrificing our children on the altar of convenience, legalized by law from the socialist Nancy Pelosi and her 240 votes for this bill that just passed 2 weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that's not being wicked enough. If that's not bad enough, the Socialist Party now called the Democrats just introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, a bill that is designed to nullify all state laws against abortion. You heard me right. In fact, just last Wednesday, yesterday was a week ago, just last Wednesday, there was a great, if you please, fanfare with their opening to the public understanding that they had just introduced that legislation. And under the Women's Health Protection Act, the bill is designed to nullify the state laws against abortion. This new bill is in retaliation, ladies and gentlemen, against the states like Alabama that passed laws against the murder of our children by way of abortion. All 23 of the wicked socialists now running for president are in open agreement with this new bill that they just introduced. In fact, it's bad enough for that to take place on a national level, but state after state is trying to introduce laws that will open the Pandora's box even further on the murder of human beings by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can jump in the dialogue and discussion by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Here's an article that says California Senate passes bill requiring public colleges to offer abortion. The article says, on Monday, the California Senate passed a bill that would require public colleges and universities to offer medication and medical abortions at campus health clinics. California bill, Senate Bill 24, also referred to as the College Student Right to Access Law, was sponsored by Democratic state senators. The article further says, but they said in the statement after the bill's passing into the state Senate that recent efforts nationwide, quote, make it absolutely clear that women's rights, and particularly access to abortion, are under attack. All of this is knee-jerk action, ladies and gentlemen, to states like Alabama that passed the law, just went into effect, and of course the ACLU's filed a suit now to block it, to prevent murder by way of abortion at any stage, up to and including birth. This senator in California noted that Senate Bill 24 becoming law will reaffirm California's commitment to the right of women and women's health and to secure abortion at any stage. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article on the same subject. It's dealing with the Rosenblum and others that announced last Wednesday the introduction of the Women's Health Protection Act. This article says Women's Health Protection Act would stop state attacks on abortion access. And the article then, it's a pretty lengthy article, but I want to, for our edification, to read two or three brief blurbs from it so that you'll get a grasp of what's happening across our nation as we're opening the door to the sacrificing of our children from kindergarten, from birth, that's bad enough, but then from kindergarten up, not just by abortion, but by the LGBTQ indoctrination and the Islamic jihadist indoctrination. Women's Health Protection Act would stop state attacks on abortion access, this article says. Standing outside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday morning, congressional lawmakers announced the introduction of the Women's Health Protection Act, which pushes back against the flood of abortion restrictions and outright bans on access that have been moving at a record pace through state legislatures. The bill enshrines in federal law, that's what they're after, federal law. See, federal law will trump a state law. Notwithstanding the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the federal law says it's still illegal to have in your possession marijuana or to sell it. Yet state after state after state, some 20-some-odd states now have introduced and passed legislation allowing the drug to be used and to be sold. And yet they're thumbing their nose at the federal law. and I'm saddened that the federal government's doing nothing about it. But nevertheless, they're wanting this Women's Health Care Protection Act to be passed that will trump the federal law. The article says the bill enshrines in federal law a woman's right to receive abortion services and a provider's right to perform abortion, according to the ones introducing the bill. The bill, which has been introduced before, would block states from placing any medically unnecessary restrictions on abortion and abortion care. Medically inaccurate information, consistent consent requirements to ban abortion at any stage. And it goes further, ladies and gentlemen. This one senator, Senator Chu, said, and it affirms our right to our bodies and the right to make our own medical decisions and our rights to choose what is best for us and for our families. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have a right over your own body, but you don't have a right over the body of another. And that human being being developed in the womb of a mother is a separate human being. It's not the mother. It's a separate human being. And that human being in the womb of the mother is created by Holy God. And it is murder, according to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, to commit murder. And abortion is committing murder. Don't you dare let anybody deceive you into believing that somehow, some way, that's just a blob of tissue and it has no consequences in the murder of that child. In fact, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said abortion for eugenics is not hypothetical. Justice Clarence Thomas on Tuesday bluntly warned the other justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that need to start acting on various abortion law cases because of the industry's threat to the achievement of eugenics goal, end quote. He warned in a concurring opinion, it's not merely hypothetical anymore. The case centered on the ban in Indiana that banned abortions based on sex and disability and required the state to ensure deceased unborn infants to provide them with proper burial, end quote. That law in Indiana, ladies and gentlemen, says that you're a murderer by way of abortion, you're the abortionist, you've got to provide burial for that infant, not just incinerate that little body. Secondly, in that bill that was passed, it was preventing the abortionist from destroying the life of that child in the womb just because of some perceived disability or simply because the parent did not want that child. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to see these states, state after state after state, trying to protect human life in the mother's womb and beyond. There's some 20 cases as I speak, some 20 cases that's on the agenda for the Supreme Court to look at and determine if they're going to take one of those cases or more of them. Some 20 cases, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with abortion and the so-called right to abortion. I'm talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, sacrificing our children. Our children, if they're not sacrificed in the womb or just out after birth outside of the womb, they're being sacrificed by the LGBTQ community on a national level. Our children are now being sacrificed not only by abortion and but by the sodomite agenda and the Islamic indoctrination. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic indoctrination is very real? You can't find a textbook from kindergarten through high school and university level. You cannot find a public school, governmentally controlled textbook, school with a textbook that does not have something about the Islamic jihadist in it. And they will present it in such a way that Islam is a peaceful religion, that Islam is the same, if not greater than Christianity and Judaism. And it absolutely is brainwashing our sons and our daughters into the embracing of Islam. Look at France. Ask France if they made the right decision. The Islamic jihadists now are standing up and demanding that France belongs to Islam and not to the French people. So it's very serious. But one of the most focused things that I want us to understand today is not only sacrificing our children by way of abortion, and a side note, simply speaking of it as the Islamic jihadists, but also, ladies and gentlemen, by the LGBTQ. And the bill that I just spoke of that's passed by the Socialist Democratic Party called the HB 5, that's House Bill 5, called the Equality Act, the major thrust of this new bill allows the LGBTQ sodomite community to dominate society. And ladies and gentlemen, with a part of the society today in America where all of the statistics by the Pew Research Poll and by the CDC themselves, they say that it's less than 1%. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say it's four times that it's 4%. And that's not the case. But ladies and gentlemen, giving them the benefit of the doubt, call it 4%. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply a small number in relationship to what is taking place across America and what shall take place if we allow this to continue exponentially as it's growing today. Here's an article ladies and gentlemen, and it's talking about what is happening in our classrooms and with our schools and what they're doing with our sons and our daughters in the indoctrinational process. This one says, be warned, Drag Queen Story Hour is using registered sex offenders to read LGBTQ themed stories to your children at the public schools. Registered sex offenders populate the Drag Queen Story Hour, now being held at some public schools and public libraries across the country. Where is the outrage from Christian parents on this? The question mark. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further says, sometimes I feel like I will wake up and find that this type of child abuse was just a nightmare. Unfortunately, it's very real, and our anger at this cannot even come close to the anger of the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes further to say, brethren, can you imagine how the Lord feels when he sees the emotional and psychological abuse and the physical abuse of our little children and sees the parents of these children being complicit, all in the name of public correctness? And he goes on to quote Matthew 18, 5 and 6 from the King James text. And whoso shall receive such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him to have a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the child, our children, our youngsters that are being indoctrinated, taking away their faith, taking away their future, destroying their psyche, destroying them physically, destroying them emotionally, destroying them spiritually, as a result of allowing this in our public school system. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, parents sue after second grade teacher tries to convince an 8-year-old boy that he's a girl. Yes, you heard me right. Outraged parents are suing an Oregon school district after a government-controlled school teacher repeatedly tried to convince their son that he was a girl trapped in a boy's body, causing severe emotional trauma to the child. Similar horrors are taking place, listen, in public schools across America. According to the report in the local Fox affiliate, the boy was held back from recess multiple times back in April of 2018 and forward by the teacher. During these incidents, the teacher reportedly persisted that the boy would be whether or not he was a girl or a boy. Ask him whether or not he was transgender. The child was also forced to watch videos and read about other gender confusion referred to by school officials as transgenderism. And now the boy is suffering big time, his parents reported. He feels different now. He feels confused, his mother was quoted as saying recently. Ladies and gentlemen, the schools need to have their sock suit off, as I call it, by every parent that they find out this is taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, whether your students tell you or not, it's happening. It's taking place on a rampant basis across America. We need to understand that it is something that is at a great crescendo, that our sons and our daughters and our grandkids are being destroyed mentally, emotionally, by their faith being wiped out, by the questioning about their gender. And God didn't create but two genders, male and female created he them, Genesis 1:27 tells us. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to realize it's not wicked enough now that the Socialist Party just introduced the Women's Health Care Act, a bill that is designed to nullify the state laws about abortion. But the new bill is also in retaliation against the states like Alabama and others that are against abortion in any fashion. But notwithstanding that, this LGBTQ push is destroying our sons and daughters. Here's one that says, a teacher in Virginia fired for calling a transgender male student a girl. A teacher in Virginia High School was fired this week for allegedly refusing to stop calling a transgender male student a girl. And as a result of the teacher refusing to bend and to bow and to go against his conscience and against his Christian faith, he was fired. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said time and time again, if it means losing your job, if it means standing as a parent and confronting the school board alone, if it means fighting the battle alone, we need to take that kind of stand because we're watching the erosion of our faith, our family, and the future of America by the sacrificing of our children on the altar of pleasure and on the altar of convenience today in America. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we need to be aware that it takes parents like you listening, that salt and light, to stand, to speak, to be heard, to be seen, and turn this tide before it's eternally too late. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.